Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to My Mom. I never listen.
Welcome to 24 Hours, Nothing But Net. This is my guy, Marsden Miller. Marsden is a graduate of the Clemson Life Program, a friend of Frankie's, which makes him a friend of mine. Marsden, thanks for being with us.
Yes, it's a pleasure having me on here.
Yeah, so Marsden, look, you know, Special Olympics is something that you've been involved in as a younger kid, but you do some other wheelchair athletics now. You're a pretty active guy. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Yes, ma'am. So I started Special Olympics when I was little, and did things that I can remember of. Like, I used to walk on like crutches, and we used to do like little races and stuff, and wheelchair races in the gym that I went to school at. And now I do play wheelchair basketball. When I was in school, and it was like for kids that can walk, they actually can play in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
And also play wheelchair tennis. And we started our team back in 2019, and I'm the first student from here. And we currently have I think three or four other students on the team. And yeah, it's been good so far.
Well, Clemson is such a special place, and adaptive sports is something that you've excelled in for a long time. I admire how strong you are. I've seen you working out, so I know that your upper body strength is one of your skills. It's one of your best parts of being an athlete, right, Marsden?
Yes,
tell us a little bit about some of your workouts.
So I hadn't probably worked out in probably like a year or two.
What?
I just been like pushing around, and I'm trying to get back in the swing of things, and I'm gonna start going back in the gym and fighting them hopefully in a couple weeks here. And I do free weights, a lot of push ups, a lot of like the I don't know what it's called, but it's like an arm bike. It's mm-hmm. like a cycle thing. Yeah.
Like one of these things like this?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. That also kind of helps me with my upper body strength.
Yeah. All right. So why did you pick Clemson and the Clemson Life Program?
Well, part of me, because it feels like family here. And I just love the family atmosphere.
That's a good reason to pick it. I would say the same thing. That's the lens that I see Clemson through, is the same thing as your family. That's why no matter what year you graduated from Clemson Life, it's like we're all together making sure that we find ways for everyone to find success, including you. And you found some success. Tell everybody about some of the great jobs you've had around campus.
Yes, ma'am. So I work for the president of the university, President Clements. And I also worked for Clemson football. I used to do security for the team, and back for COVID year, I did like stuff for recruiting and worked at the front desk. Got to go to practice with the team, eat dinner with them. And my goal is one day work for the NFL and be like a scout or do something in the equipment room for the NFL one day.
I mean, can't Dabo just like snap his fingers and to make a call and make that happen for you? I mean, you've worked for the two most powerful people on campus, Jim Clements and Dabo Sweeney.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
How do you see yourself getting a job as an equipment manager in the NFL?
It's kind of like how like you got to know somebody to get in there. I know a couple people that work for the Panthers. One guy used to work here. He used to work in video. His name is Todd Green. I try to keep in contact with him. I saw him a couple months ago when the Panthers came here for the they had like a little pre-practice game here before the season started. And so and I'm trying to keep in contact with them and just trying to keep my foot in the door and hopefully one day make that happen.
Well, we're raising money for Special Olympics with 24 hours, nothing but net, and you have adaptive sports. It's a little different, but to me, it's all in the same category because it's allowing people with unique and special abilities to be able to compete in athletics. Why do you like to compete so much, Marston? Where does that come from?
I think because I'm just competitive, and I don't like to lose, and yeah.
I've been around your mom. She doesn't like to lose either.
No, man, she doesn't.
All right, so I recently saw you working at the Shepherd Hotel. Tell us about the Shepherd Hotel through your lens and why that is such a unique and special place at Clemson.
Yes, ma'am. So I work at the Shepherd Hotel. I do receptionist. And it's a great place for me to work. Shout out to Rich Davies and Rick Hayda for bringing me on to the team and letting me be a part of that. And yeah, and I also used to work valet and yeah.
I mean, that's just amazing. The Shepherd Hotel, they employ about 40% of the workforce with people with intellectual or physical disability. It's a really unique, special place. Tell us a good story about someone walking into the hotel and seeing all these people with special abilities working in the hotel and what that's been like. Anybody like a special reaction or say anything funny or smile or just be happy and joyful? I mean, I think it's one of the happiest places on campus.
Yes, and a lot of people like come in every day with they're just in like awe just because they never seen such a place with people like with disabilities that can do things that normal people can. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Marston, one of the things I know Clemson Life teaches everyone is to advocate for themselves. How have you been able to advocate for yourself?
Just trying to speak up more and trying to challenge myself that I can do things that normal people can. And yeah.
Yeah. If somebody was watching this and said, look at that Marston Miller, man. He's worked for Dabo. He's worked for Jim Clements. He's at the Shepherd Hotel. He can't go anywhere at Clemson without running into you. How many people just stop you and say, hey, I know you.
A lot of people. I can't go out just like on campus just or anywhere in Clemson or anywhere really without someone just like saying, hey, I know you.
You are. You're a popular guy on campus. Okay, so tennis right now is one of your sports that you're playing a lot of. Tell us why you like tennis so much.
I love it just because it's just giving me something to do other than just laying around the house. And just playing with other people that are in wheelchairs. I can tell you, a few years back, I won my first doubles championship here in Clemson. It was awesome.
And when you have that spirit of competition, that never leaves you. It's not something that like goes away. It's always there, right? Where do you think you developed that resolve and that toughness to want to compete?
I think it just comes from my parents just pushing me to do everything that I never thought I would be able to do.
I think your mom is inspiring in many ways, and I know your dad is too, but especially your mom. How is your mom, LaMonica, how has she inspired you to do more than you thought you could do?
Just giving me the courage. Teaching me like certain things like that, just like Clemson Life, but even pushing me to harder to like do things on my own, just how to cook, how to clean, and show me different things, like show me like the world.
Yeah, your mom's pretty inspiring, but so is Special Olympics. And we need stories like yours, Marston, to get people to get involved. If somebody was watching or listening to what we're doing today and they heard your story, what would you say to them about getting involved and supporting people with disability through sport?
Just keep pushing yourself. And you should definitely try it because it's really something that everyone should do. Even if you don't want to do it, you should at least try it.
I think that's good advice. Sport has brought a lot of people together, and it certainly can bring our community together even closer by giving us a chance to compete and socialize and organize and train. I mean, just the training part of it. Like, that's why we need the money to be able to do all of those things. You're a great inspiration, man. It's good to see you. Thank you for taking some time.
Yes, ma'am. Good to see you, and hope to see you next time.